To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the front of a kayak gliding over the waters of Lake George, with the sky and clouds above reflected on the surface of the lake, and with the trees on the shoreline displaying early autumn glory, comes to us from a friend who shared this scene from a paddling excursion back in early October. As chance would have it, my phone was turned back about a month in my photo sections as I was searching for a particular photo last evening. So when I looked for a photo of a pathway or road to represent journeying down the path of Christian discipleship this morning, I came across this one and immediately decided to share it today because it's a great pick and it adequately portrays the idea of peacefully moving forward and making progress that is characteristic of walking in the Spirit. Today is Thursday, and I'm equally thrilled and saddened to announce that I will be facilitating the last class in the Freedom in Christ Discipleship course this evening at Rock Solid Church, and will be uploading the last podcast version installment of the class later today. When I developed the schedule for this year's teaching back in the spring, I purposely placed the Freedom in Christ course to end the week before Thanksgiving, because I thought presenting a class about establishing and maintaining our freedom in Christ was a great way to transition from Labor Day to the holiday season. And what a transition it has been. Not only has the material been impactful for the local students and podcast listeners, but it has also served to edify the facilitator, as well as I have become comfortable enough to step out in faith and volunteer to facilitate Zoom classes of the Freedom in Christ course for Freedom in Christ Ministries in 2022. I haven't gotten confirmation yet, but I have submitted a preferred timeline of classes to the FICM coordinators that will encompass two sections, one in the winter from early January to March, and another in the spring from April to June. My approval is pending. You never look down while you're reading. My approval is pending. Wow. Yeah, see, so I'm not a perfect person. My approval is pending. So I can't announce, yes, that this will come to pass, but I have been asked about the possibility of leading a men's group of the class and about my preferences for which day I would choose to teach. Good signs that mean absolutely nothing. But you know what? Whether or not I am chosen to facilitate classes next year for Freedom in Christ Ministries, I know that I was faithful to what I perceived to be a call from God to step out and volunteer. As I stated, my belief in the sovereign God that is alive and well and described in the Bible yesterday, I know that the things that come to pass are His will, either His permissive will or His explicit will, and that He works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So whether or not I am called according to the purpose of teaching for Freedom in Christ Ministries in 2022 will be part of His plan, regardless of if my request is accepted or rejected. In this situation, my stepping out in faith and saying, send me, but not knowing what the outcome will be, aka if it is God's will to send me or not, is what walking in the Spirit or living the life of a disciple of Christ is all about. Our knowledge of the Lord's will for our lives is not perfect, but guess what? There is a whole lot of about God that we do know and is not just a matter of preference or opinion. We know the truth of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. We know that the Bible is the inspired word of God and is living and valuable for our instruction and correction. When we know these two things and place our faith in Jesus Christ, if you thought I was going to let you go with just knowing facts and not committing your life to Christ, you got another thing coming. When we know these things and make Christ our Lord and Savior and commit our lives to follow Him, we are made spiritually alive, assured of our place in the kingdom of God for all eternity, and then we get to enter into the mystery of our faith in terms of knowing who God is, who we are as His adopted spiritually alive children, and what what we are called to do with the lives that God gave us to live out here on the earth. Our faith in Christ makes us alive forever, and that life starts the moment we put our faith in Him. The journey of our faith lies in discovering who we are in Christ, and experiencing our freedom in Christ, which encompasses our freedom over sin and death, and our freedom to do His will. And our journey includes discovering our purpose for God, and to live it out moment to moment as an expression of God's wisdom and love. After my testimony yesterday, I received a negative comment, or two, or three, that told me that my beliefs were ridiculous, all caps. And I was challenged to produce evidence for God that could somehow convince this angry commenter. But the thing is, while they spoke of how they prefer to believe a God, small g, who X, Y, and Z's, I know, all caps, the living God, who made me and saved me. I don't have to convince anybody because God convinced me, personally, by pulling me out of the darkness of my former life that included an extended period of atheism and participation in Eastern mysticism and the ways of the world. No intellectual evidence ever convinced me because my heart was set on doing things according to my sinful desires and I was spiritually blind. The word says that the gospel of Jesus Christ is foolishness to those who are perishing. So when someone tells me that my beliefs, quote unquote, about God, which are based on the word of God, are ridiculous, all caps, I know that, like me in the past, they are also spiritually blind. And cue the really scary music, are perishing. So if what I write about regarding God and the Christian faith seems ridiculous to you, I hear you. I used to be you. But after 38 years of living according to my whims and ways, which with so much intellectual wisdom of the ways of the world, like Fredo in The Godfather, I thought I was smart. I thought I took a wallop of the world's suffering and decided to seek the truth to see if there was anything more than this world that is slowly fading to black. And although I was looking for love and truth in all the wrong places, the author of truth, God Almighty, revealed the truth to me in a simple gospel message that led me to put my faith in Christ and allowed me to have a personal relationship with God through Him. I know that might sound ridiculous, but I encourage you to not rely on someone else to convince you of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ or the existence of God, really, but to take personal responsibility of your spiritual destiny by seeking the truth and by seeking God for yourself. The word says that if you seek God, you will find Him. And I, for one, can tell you that even though finding Him will undoubtedly disrupt your life, finding God and placing your faith in Jesus Christ to be a part of His royal family is a good thing, all caps, and is worth the search and all the trouble that is promised to come to you when you come into His kingdom. The world hated Jesus, so it will undoubtedly hate you too. But Christ overcame the world and gives those who place their faith in Him the power to overcome all our personal darkness and the adversity of the world and to peacefully move forward and make progress into the meaning and purpose that the Creator of the universe has planned for you. So either start or keep walking and talking with God. The going may be rough at first, but when you come into harmony with God through placing your faith in Jesus and living according to His ways, you will discover that peace and joy are possible no matter what circumstances you will have to face. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the NLT Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 18:30. God's way is perfect, and it says, God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection. Today's verse assures us that God's way is indeed perfect, and His promises are true, and protects those who look to Him. I love the Lord so much. Yesterday, my testimony of being protected by Him when I made a mistake and almost got into an accident was met with ire and derision like you would not believe. Look on our Christianity on Reddit for the specific comments of yesterday's post to see the gems that I am referring to. But I didn't take offense by those comments that basically told me to be careful and to be ashamed of my human frailty. What? And that challenged my view of a sovereign God that shapes the courses of events that could work all things together for good for those who love him by protecting us through his providence. Those commenting seemed angry at the idea that God would choose to protect someone who made a mistake. I mean, come on, guys. I made a mistake, but took the right action to correct it. My foot slipped off the brake. But God worked it for good by protecting me, and if it didn't, there would have been no testimony of God's providential goodness. One commenter sought to challenge my assertion of protection by calling up doubts of God's miraculous intervention. But guess what? I didn't claim a miracle. I didn't claim supernatural intervention. I claimed something that was not as dramatic as that, but if considered, is even far more amazing. I claimed that all the things that happen in the universe fall under God's will, either his explicit will or his permissive will. God's in control. Even though bad and evil things happen and people suffer, evil will be put in its place, and those who humbly and loyally align themselves with their Creator by placing their faith in Christ will receive the ultimate protection of life eternal. All the hard questions are answered in Christ. And as today's verse assures us today, God's ways are perfect. All his promises prove true. And he is what? A shield, all caps. For those who what? Look to him. For what? Protection. All caps and 3 exclamation points. Oh, and yesterday's testimony did not include my literal cry for the Lord's help, which was probably something like, "Oh God, help me." Literally said, "By me," before my near miss. And God obviously answered that prayer. I know, go ahead, send your negative comments about not believing in answered prayers, but the fact remains, I follow the Lord, and though his through his providential shaping of the events of time and space, did receive grace, God's favor, and mercy, not getting what I deserved, when I looked and called out to him. And although I didn't defend myself against the negative comments about my beliefs in God's protection, on Reddit anyway, God providentially provided an evidence verse from his inspired word this morning that tells us that he does indeed act as a shield to those who look to him for protection. Goosebumps, man. God is alive and working in the world. But if you doubt and don't believe or choose not to follow, you will not see it. If you think I handcraft these messages to push an agenda to convince you of the reality of God, you don't know my schedule. I barely have time to get these messages out and honestly don't know what I'm going to write and say until it's written and said. And if you think I arranged today's verse purposely, again, you don't know me. But more tragically, you don't fully know who God is and how he can arrange things all by himself. So trust that his ways are perfect and that his promises are true, and follow him. And when you need that shield, brother and sister, look to him for protection. You may not always avoid heartache, pain, and suffering, but when you walk with God, you might. And even if you don't, God will provide you with the strength to overcome whatever you do suffer. His ways are perfect, so go and follow him into the purpose he has for your life. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Evil and Suffering. Why is God fair? And today on the blog, the excerpt is it regards causes for evil and suffering in the world. So if you're concerned about evil and suffering and somehow got turned on to the podcast or are checking out the blog, you can read all about it. And what is the cause of evil and suffering is a question that June Hunt addresses in today's post. And there are several causes. So, yeah, get some biblical education. Check out the Christian doctrines and how they explain the world, and you'll get answers. You might not accept them, but you'll get the answers to life and meaning and purpose. They, guess what? They all fall under the Creator, God, and what He defines as good and holy and right. So even though we can think and do things all, you know, according to our free will, you know, there's things we should or not, you know, should or shouldn't do, things we ought and ought not to do. Something that C.S. Lewis writes about in The Abolition of Man, and refers to as the Tao, to compromise with the world, I guess, and not be so preachy. But I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem. I'm going to point to the Word of God and its wisdom, because it is the inspired Word of God. It is true, and it is good, and it tells us of His perfect ways. And this God will protect us here on earth and for all eternity by giving us eternal life through faith in Jesus. So I encourage you to walk in it every day and to, you know, make the best guesses you can based on the knowledge of the Word of God of what you should do with your life. God places us all where we are so we can work where we are. In our families and our relationships with our friends and at work, we're a representative of the kingdom of God, and we're to live it out every day. So do that. And if you need help doing that, we do podcast of discipleship classes. The first one was Victory Over the Darkness. The second, The Bondage Breaker. And the third, as we mentioned, is Freedom in Christ. They're all available on the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. So if you want to check them out, listen in. And if you want to take a next step, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials free of charge, so you can, you know, enter in a little further by reading and answering questions based on the material. We also offer, we also encourage Christian fellowship, and that's hanging out with Christians and maybe studying, and we certainly encourage studying the Bible, because that's the truth, and the ways in it are perfect. So you got to learn it and follow it. But we can share the fellowship of our Bible study discussion that we have every week on the podcast with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. So if you don't have a Bible study and want to listen to some people discuss the things of God according to His Word and our understanding, yikes. You can check us out on the podcast under the entries that are for Bible study with the Sincottis, and you'll hear our banter and our ideas about what it means to be in Christ and to try to live according to faith. So that's what we encourage here, is 24/7 faith that knows that God is real, God is alive, and He cares for us, and He guides us from here to eternity. Let me close this out in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank You for another day in Your kingdom. Thank You for Your divine protection, even if it comes through cause and effects events of Your providence. And it isn't necessarily a miracle. You are there. You shape the world and all that happens in it, Lord. We're just happy to be part of Your kingdom, and we want to enter in to Your purpose. Lord, we pray for everyone listening. We pray for the healing that's needed by our listeners and by those they know. We pray for protection for them as they go about their day. Lord, we pray for You to go before us in setting up those events that we'll walk into. And let us be able to walk into each event with hope and purpose and, of course, the truth of who You are and the goodness of God. Lord, we thank You. We ask for Your anointing of the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth and to the good works that You've prepared for us beforehand. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.